We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan, live on CSN Mid-Atlantic. Our Redskins beat reporter Craig Hoffman will join us in studio at 9 to give us the latest on Sua Cravens and more. But we wanted to get into something that came up yesterday on Chad Dukes versus the World. He had Santana Moss joining him. Santana Moss, former Redskins receiver. I've got to know him a little bit, doing Redskins overtime with him on CSN. Really nice guy. And he revealed an interesting tale about RG3 and the end of the Shanahan era.
Yes.
And we can play some of it for you right now and then get your reaction at 800-636-1067. Here's what Santana revealed to Chad Dukes yesterday.
Come 2013, all of a sudden, it's a whole big dilemma in the locker room, in the meeting rooms, and just in our building that, you know, the man, Mike Shanahan, and RG's not seeing eye to eye. You know, we don't know. We players, we sit back and let things be done. You know, that's not something that I partake in, so it's not nothing, you know, that I'm interested in. And before you know it, you know, RG's not playing, but his whole thing is to, you know, I'm not sure if that was his whole plan, but when the whole thing went about, we hear that Mike Shanahan's not coming back the next year. Then we hear, you know, the quarterback like, hey, like, basically saying that, hey, you know, you got me out of here not playing last year, the last few games. Then that's what happened. You get fired, you know.
Taking credit for.
You can't do that. You know, one thing I just shared with you, God don't like ugly. So the little credit that he did take for saying that, hey, yeah, you know, they didn't like what I was doing, or they benched me and not allow me to play, that's what happens. So 2014 comes and you got Jay Gruden comes in and he don't care. We see that now. He doesn't care. He don't care what he says about you. He doesn't care what he says at you. And he rips RG every chance he gets, every meeting. And we sitting there looking like, yeah, you know what? You were just so happy that Mike and Caldum is gone. But now you're getting your behind ripped every day because you're not playing the kind of football that we need to play for us to be successful. So all that stuff.
Santana is a great storyteller. I mean, going back to his previous appearance on Chad Dukes versus the World, he was talking about some of his days at the U, and it was riveting.
Mm.
I mean,
I heard that one
so
yesterday.
So many good nuggets in him.
I would love it. Can you dial it up? Can you find it?
I mean, he was talking about, like, when, I can't remember the exact scenario, but I think it was his either junior year or senior year, the year before he was about to come out into the draft.
Right.
And, you know, he wasn't 100%, and he got called into Butch Davis's office, and he had a real heart-to-heart with him. Just amazing behind-the-scenes access that Santana gives you.
I love Santana.
He's great.
I love him. And I hate to kind of revisit the RG3 stuff because I feel like I just want to get behind that, put that all behind us and move on.
Because
I feel like we still haven't as a fan base. And I still think there's a significant percentage of fans that are rooting against Kirk simply because they don't like the way the RG3 thing went down.
Right.
So I really want to put it behind him. But I agree with him. I think that I could totally see what he's saying playing out.
Right.
Like RG3 gloating.
Sure.
That Shanny got fired.
He reveled in it.
Yeah, that he had a kind of a role in that.
That he was a big power player in the organization.
Well, everybody knew he was tight with the owner.
Yeah.
Yes. The owner's the one who makes the call on the head coach.
Yep.
The thing that I
Robert
find
was just
interesting
completely
about it is,
full of himself.
Is that Gruden came in and he was highly critical of RG3 and he put it out there. I think that Gruden has pulled back to some extent because he got in trouble a couple times, you know, grilling the quarterback and being maybe too honest.
But even this week, though,
he did say, you know, the quarterback left some plays out there on the
field.
Well,
that's why I like Jay, because he is about as honest as you're going to find.
He's pulled back, but you still get some.
We played the clip earlier of the donk in New York criticizing Eli.
McAdoo.
Yeah, it was great. You rarely hear that stuff. You know, holding the quarterback, holding that person directly accountable. Play that clip for people that didn't hear it earlier.
This was about the delay of game which Eli and the Giants took when they were in a, you know, goal line situation.
And my guess is Eli won't love that, but he'll take it. Yeah. He won't say anything.
Right.
He'll just
Eli
he'll
usually
own
pretty
it.
Accountable.
Yeah,
he
he'll
owns
own
his
it.
Mistakes.
You, can you imagine if they did that with Robert in his heyday, in his prime?
He
Robert
would have
had his own private press
and
conference.
For
his
McAdoo,
dad would have been in there.
For McAdoo and the Giants, it's just frustration boiling over because the beginning of the season has been an abject disaster for them.
Right.
RG3, though, must be steaming when he sees guys like Ryan Nassib signed.
Sure, but Robert, and Robert's a different situation than Cap. Robert wrote his own ticket out of the league. The way there was just with the immaturity, in my opinion,
immaturity, and he just could never really develop into a pocket passer.
I mean, couldn't do it.
He just didn't have the skill set to become a starting quarterback.
If he wanted to be like a zone read, kind of change it up option for somebody. But a lot of teams don't want to have that completely different package for their backup.
Still, it's
you
just
can't
amazing.
Run the same package for Robert.
It's
you can't
amazing
run
the dreck that's out there.
When Kirk and Robert was here, were here, when they were here together, they ran different offenses.
I get it. I understand.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I guess if a coaching staff is willing to have two different offenses, one that Robert thrives
in. It's hard enough to run one effective offense in the NFL.
The last thing a coach
wants is to do two offenses.
These guys who are being signed, you've barely ever heard of them. They weren't even good in college.
Okay, that's fine. Ryan Nassib is a better, quarterback than Robert Griffin. He just is.
And Robert. He just is, right? Yeah.
If you want a guy to
run
around.
Robert's a track star. They forced him to be a quarterback who had a strong arm.
You were high on him at one point. I never was high on him.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm the one who predicted he'd be out of the league before the age of 30.
I didn't disagree with you. When that became obvious.
It's still ridiculous, though, that some of these guys get signed over Kaepernick and RG3.
I don't think over RG3 as much. I think Kaepernick should be given a shot 100%.
Kaepernick should be starting for five teams right now.
Probably so. I'm no Cap fan, but he definitely deserves to be on a team. Can you play McAdoo? You have it?
Not a sloppy quarterback play. Quarterback and a center need to be on the same page there. We got to get the ball snapped.
Why did you call a timeout?
Because we have a veteran quarterback who's played a lot of football. I expect us to get the ball snapped.
Oh, no, no, yet even more.
He's
I like it
blunt.
When he counted down. He's being really sarcastic.
I like the bluntness from him.
Usually the clock goes from 3-2-1-0. Once it hits zero, they look at the ball, look at the clock. Usually have a tick once it hits zero to get the ball snapped.
Yeah. I love that, though. Hold them accountable. So, yeah, Santana, very fascinating conversations with Chad. I think he does it twice a week. Yesterday kind of dug up some of that old RG3 stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's when Santana was last here, sort of.
Yep.
In that realm.
Well,
and sometimes those stories pop up.
And players have to deal with this in the NFL when they're in organizations that aren't super successful. Coaches, sometimes they're going to come and go. And if a player wants to stick around, they probably shouldn't gloat because they might get a worse situation for him. And that's what happened with RG3.
And that's what Santana said.
Right.
It was exactly what he said. You gloated and you were fist pumping that you got Shanahan or you were part of the reason why Shanahan was out of here. Now you got a guy holding you accountable and burning your ass every meeting. How good is that? And ultimately getting benched.
And,
so,
you know, you have a player like Kirk Cousins this offseason. We were wondering whether he was going to go with a long-term contract or stay with you. And forget about the negotiations. But one of the things that Kirk said was, you want to make sure I'm in the right situation for me. He kind of wants to see how things play out because things change from time to time. So he's in that type of situation where he'll see how these new receivers fit in, see what happens with the coach, see what happens with the defense. And then we're going to go through the whole song and dance next summer again.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're not even allowed to negotiate, right?
Nope.
During the season?
It'll figure itself out. I think it'll become pretty obvious by about week 10 or week 11 whether there's any chance of him staying here. I mean, if they're just completely out of it and they're bombing, they're not going to give him a ton of dough.
Yeah, they're not going to stroke that fat check.
They're just going to move on, and they're going to, you know, I don't know, maybe they'll try to move up and get a Rosen or a Darnold or somebody.
What if it ends up like last season?
Which is?
8-7-1, missed the playoffs, and he has a solid year.
If he has the same year as last year, it'll be dicey, but I don't know. I really don't know if it's the same as last year. I have a feeling it's either going to be really bad or it's going to be decent. I don't know. I don't know why I have that feeling.
Yeah, decent is what last year was. Not great. Decent.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a little bit better than decent, but
No, I say
great.
I think decent last year would be the
they finished 7-9 or 8-8. It just feels like they're spinning their wheels
right.
with Kirk Cousins. Like, what are you doing?
They'll be hard pressed to give a guy $34 million if they win 7 games. I just don't think they'll do it.
Yep.
And I did think they would do it a few weeks ago, but I don't know.
Our Redskins beat reporter Craig Hoffman will join us in studio coming up at 9 as we start looking ahead to the matchup with the Oakland Raiders. We're the Junkies coming right back on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.